Wir starten immer lachen, der lachen Dor, ja. It's not exactly fun of Chadosh HaSabakan, because we return to the same Rabbeinu Hananel that we began Disha with. Rabbeinu Hananel both defined Disha and Boreh. And he pointed out that Dashi Mefarei Kapsolach and Choberek Ba'ochel U'machinatan Livreira. And we pointed out that on that point, in terms of Disha, Rashi disagrees. Rashi talks about extracting that which is Pakid Ba'akir. But in any case, he moves on to what is Borer, and Nimtza Zoreh Borer Umarakeh Kulan Ma'avirin Psoles Hamureves Ba'ochel Ve'ena Machuberes. And here we have the Ha'avir Psoles Hamureves Ba'ochel. Later on, he speaks about Mafrish Ha'psoles Min Ha'ochel. If we had to translate this phrase of Ma'avirin Ha'psoles Hamureves Ba'ochel, we could use two terms, and Lachor, there's a distinction between these two terms in English, and there are two parallel terms, of course, in Lashon HaKodesh. One is that we can view this as a malacha of separating, the ha'avir et ha'psolet, to separate one from the other, mafrish psolet and ochel, simply separating psolet and ochel one from the other, that's the malacha. Or we can view it a little more intensely, not as separating, but rather as selecting. In Hebrew, the terms would be used, is this a question of hafrada, of separating? Or do we have over here tikkun ha'ochel, that we are perfecting, that we are purifying the food by removing the psolet? And these would be two different definitions. You can have separation without necessarily perfecting or purifying the food, as we'll see examples. As to which of these definitions is the definition of Borer, since both of them fit into the language of Rabbeinu Hananel, there's a sefer that came out recently called Pri Moshe, which has a number of chalakim. One of the chalakim is on Shabbat, and he wants to link this in with the machokas that we've seen previously in a different context between the Baal and the Baal Hamor and the Ramban on the Kuvav Amar Aleph, where they had a machokas as to whether Zora, Borer, or Marakeh are these malacha she ein tzricha l'gufa, or are these the malachot she tzricha l'gufan? When we learned it, we wanted to point out what the Baal Hamor says, that even though borer is malacha she ein tzricha l'gufa, there's a gzeiras hakosav that it's chayev even according to Rabbi Shimon. That's the uniqueness of borer. In essence, it's a malacha she ein tzricha l'gufa, but the whole dot is chayev. And the Ramban over there says not pitom. The Ramban, not in the Milchamas, but in the Kiddushim, in his definition, malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, says not pitom. Borer is a malacha tzricha l'gufa. So we wanted to understand the machlokes, that the machlokes is how to define malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa and how to define malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. But you could say no. Maybe everyone has the same definition of malacha she'tzricha and ein tzricha l'gufa. But the question is over here, how to define borer? That if we're going to view borer as separating, the act of separating itself, and we are doing this act of separating by pulling out the psovas, that's a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Namely, I am doing the malacha not on the guf that I am interested in having later on. I'm doing the malacha on the psovas. So that's a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Ma she'ein kein, if we're going to define borer as perfecting the food, then by removing the psalas, I am perfecting the food. That's sarach l'gufa, namely, my eye is on the food. If I'm peeling the rotten leaves off of the cabbage, I am perfecting the food. I'm doing the malacha to the food by removing the psalas. I'm really perfecting the food, and that would be a malacha shetzrich l'gufa. That's what he wants to say. I'm not certain that that's what the Ramban and the Baal Hamor had in mind, but I'm just pointing out that if you're looking for someone who has such a hakira of what is the nature of the malacha hafrada or tikkun, so the Moshe mentions it, but in a context that I wouldn't mention it. But I do think that there is a context in which we can feel at home in without getting involved in malacha shetzricha l'gufa, malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, and that is the context of Yerushalmi. That l'chora, if we assume that we're dealing over here with an act of perfecting the food, then we have somewhat of a difference. We're moving over into a new realm than the previous malachos we dealt with. Previously, if we look at all the malachos I dealt with, Harisha, Zriya, Kitzira, Imur, and Disha, five malachos. We learned already five malachos. All of these five malachos have something in common.
Namely, they have a pu'ula and a tachlis.
And the moment that you deal with the pu'ula, kishi'ur, there's a certain shi'ur of the pu'ula. By harisha and zriya, it was a kol shehu. Moved over to kosir, imur, and disha, it was kegrogris. We've done the malacha. And if I break one branch off of a tree, even though the tree still has 74 other branches, I've been over an isur daraisa of kotzer. If I planted one seed, even though I'm dealing with a field of 40 acres, I've been over a malacha daraisa of zoreya. V'chein hala. The moment that I've done the sheer malacha, then I've already been over the malacha mashenkin. If we're going to define over here the malacha of borer, not as an act of separating. An act of separating, so in achinami, the moment I separate a grogris's worth of ochel from solet, I'm over the yisur of borer. But if we define as perfecting the food, that we want to purify the food, we want to select the food, not to separate it, select. Then I can move over into what the Yerushalmi Paskins, and Rachman Tess on the days in the classic edition of Yerushalmi, Amar Rav Yudan, Yeshu Borer Tsroros Kol Hayom, Ve'eno Mitchayev. V'yeshu Noto Kigrogres, Umiyat Mitchayev. Hech Avida, Haya Yoshev Agave Kri, Ubarat Tsroros Kol Hayom, Eno Mitchayev. Noto Vayado Kigrogres, Ubirer Chayav. Namely, that here we may be looking at a sof pasuk. If I have a jar, a barrel of raisins, and I have within these raisins little pebbles, I can spend all day pulling out the little pebbles from the raisins, but behold, I'll still be left with some pebbles in the raisins, and maybe I haven't done anything. On the world of separating, I've separated. But if we're talking about selecting, purifying, perfecting, whatever phrase we want to use, the bottom line is, I still have a tarovas. And if we're going to use this definition, maybe this is mutter. I haven't, you know, there's not even a chatzishir. There's nothing. I haven't done anything. The bottom line is, I still have a tarovas of ochel and solas. Machenken, if I simply pick up a few raisins in my hand and take out the three or four pebbles that are there, poof, I'm over, I'm chayev skila. Namely, that we can have this paradoxical situation where I can be working on taking out pebbles all day long and it'll be totally mutter, and in 1 minute I can be chayev an Easter skila for the same act, but now I have a perfect set of raisins. I have raisins without pebbles. I have unpebbled raisins. And that's what the Yerushalmi offers. So clearly, this Rav Yudan is not using a definition of separating. Separating, why should it be different from Choresha? Why should it be different than Zoreya? The moment that I separated out, it could grow risk worth, that's already enough. I've already been over an Easter. Mashenki, if we're dealing with selecting, then we have this option of viewing the whole picture. Now, the Bavli doesn't have such a condition. So you could say, this is the Machokas, Bavli the Yerushalmi. What does the Rabbi Yochanan mean by removing the Solas and the Ochel? Is it separating? That would be the Bavli. Is it selecting? That would be the Yerushalmi. Or, even if you say selecting, maybe there's such a thing as a process of selecting. Namely, there are fewer pebbles in the barrel now. And maybe that already is an Easter. Maybe this is purer. It's more perfect than it had been. It's better than it had been. So if we say it's a din of separating, l'chora, it's similar to all the other malachos. The moment I do a pu'ula of separating on a minimum shear, that's already enough. If I'm going to view it as a process of selecting, what we call tikkun ha'ochel, then I can be choker. Do I look at the sof pasuk, or do we have intermediary stages on the way to? This is on the way to, and that would already be a malacha. So we either can have a machokas of Yerbavli Yerushalmi, or maybe everyone agrees it's tikkun ha'ochel, but it's a question as to whether we can speak about tikkun ha'ochel within degrees. That's A. And, taking it one step further, I know you know where I'm headed, maybe we have two tracks of Borer. Right? Maybe we have two tracks of Borer. Maybe it's not selecting or separating, but both. What pushes to say we have two tracks of Borer? We saw already that Rabbeinu Hananel aped the Gemara by pointing out that we can't speak about Borer without speaking about Zora and Merakeid in the same breath. That we have these three pu'ulot that are very similar. Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merakeid. But these three are mentioned as listed as three avot, and we're going to deal with them within the whatever three shiurim that we have on Borer. We'll get three avot in within three shiurim, and that's a world record. And we're dealing with them as three avot. Why in the world are they three avot if they are so similar? So the Gemara says, Abayi v'Rabba Amish Ravayu Kol Milsa Dehaviu Mishkan Af Agav V'Ikud Damila Koshiv Leif. And that's pretty much the Rambam, that the Rambam is quoting the Gemara. In moving, we're still in Parakas of the Rambam, so we're making progress. We're moving halacha by halacha. Rambam says, Hazore o haborer ki grogres chaya, hamachave tereza toldas borer, borer shmari mitoch hamashkin areza toldas borer, o toldas marakeid v'chaya, shehazore v'haborer v'hamarakeid doman inyonehem ze lazer. Doman inyonehem. Going back to our previous perek, where the Rambam gave the rules, this kind of doman inyonehem, we would have called them meyein av. In other words, had we been dealing with another malacha, we would have called these meina av. They're domin in yaneihem zevazet. Neima manu asam v'shlosha, kol malacha shayev anishkan, mon enosa v'fnei asman. But the Rambam doesn't give us any distinction between them. Really, they're meina av. We find in Rashi, however, in two places, the distinctions. Rashi on the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Rashi gives the distinctions of Hazoreh, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Barachas l'ruach, Haboreh psovas b'yado, Hamarakeh b'napa. That the difference is in terms of the means, the emtsa'i. In what means are we using, are we doing this act of selecting or separation? Rabbeinu Chananel also, on the Chayin Dalet Amar Aleph, has that same distinction. However, Rashi later on the Ayin Hey Amar Deis, Rashi gives a different distinction. Rashi, right before the Mishnah, Hareza Oreg, Hainu Oreg Mamash, below Dora Domi Lezore Boru Marake, Zebekashin, Zebetraros, Zebekemach. That we're not dealing with the means, but rather the Nif'al. On what are you doing? Which psolas are we working with? Are we working with the psolas with kashim? That's Zora. Are we working with a psolat of Tsorot? That's Borer. Are we working with a psolat within the world of Kemach? That would be Mirakeh. What's unclear again, according to both of these approaches, slightly different from the Rambam, according to both of these approaches, if all three hadn't been in the Mishkan, only one of them, then that one would have been the Av, and the other two would have been the Toldot. Right? So we already saw that when you have a difference in the level of Maisa, that goes down from an Av to a Toldot. You have a difference in the Chepsa, that goes down from an Av to a Toldot. We pointed out by Zareya and Oteya, you can already go down from one to the other. In any case, what is unclear is when we speak about that second approach of the Chefza, let's say we have a case of my taking peanut shells out of peanuts. Would I compare that, according to the first approach, the question is, well, how do I want to separate it? With a kli, with my hand, or do I want to blow it out? That would define whether I'm dealing in Zore or Merake. According to the second approach, how would I view peanut shells? Is this Kash? Is this Tsroros? Or is this Kemach? What over here has to be the common denominator? What are we looking for? Some physical attributes that would compare one to the other? Or perhaps we can suggest maybe we're dealing with different stages. That Kash is the first stage, and then Tsroros is the second stage, and then we would view Kemach as a third stage. In other words, what do we have to compare in terms of the stage that we're dealing with? Stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, in terms of a physical similarity. That's an open question. In any case, that's what we have over here within the Bavli. The Bavli is assuming that Zohar, Bohar, and Merakeh are basically one. They're basically Mein Av, Toldot. However, the fact that they were in the Mishkan, we view them as three. But the Yerushalmi has a different approach. Again, the Yerushalmi, this is Mem Tesem Adalaf on the bottom. The Yerushalmi says, Rokach, v'hipri'chato haruach, chayav mishim zoreh. If a person were to exude saliva from his mouth, called spit, right? Person with a spit, hipri'chato haruach into the wind, such that the wind would separate the beads of saliva, that would be a malacha of zoreh. V'kol davar shu machusar laruach, chayav mishum zoreh. anything which you are throwing to the wind in order to be separated into chalakim dakim, in the language of the Korban Eida, that is a malacha of Zoreh. This is not separate. This is not the separation we've spoken of up to now. And this is not selecting. There's no ochlam salas over here. We're dealing over here with a process of spreading out, of division via the wind into small parts. And we have over here what we call previously hafrada kursei. And when I said that we could have the two tracks yitachen, that the Borer and Marakeid would be selecting, and Zoreh would be, Hafrada would be the separating. Namely that we can have the two tracks, within the Malacha Borer itself, within these three of us, one of them would be selecting, and one of them would be separating. The Eglei Tal wants to understand that this is necessary for the Yerushalmi to have such a track. Eglei Tal mamash aleph aleph. At the beginning, his first sif, when he wants to define what Borer is, so he says that once the Yerushalmi pointed out that Borer is a process of selecting, as we saw Rabbi Yudanda said, once Borer is a process of selecting, and you can work all day long and not be over an Iser of Borer, so it turns out that Zoreh would never be Chayav. Because when you are Zoreh, when you do the process of winnowing, that's the name it's called in English, when you winnow, when you throw the Tefuah to the air, so what happens is, it's true, the wind is going to blow away the Kash, but the Tzroros are going to remain. Namely, you're not going to end up with Tefuah, which is perfected. All you've done is gotten rid of one of the two Solet that are found in the Tefuah. With the moment that you're threshing in an open area. So when you thresh, then the Tefuah gets mixed in with, the kernels get mixed in with the stones and with the chaff. So the winnowing gets rid of the chaff, so they get rid of the stones. So according to the Yerushalmi, winnowing would never be chayav. So if we have a malacha called winnowing, it must have a different definition. So the moment that we define Borer and Marakeid on the level of selecting tikkun ha'ochel, it turns out that the winnowing is hafrada, which would be the separation. I don't know whether you have to necessarily say that. You could very well say that one could be selective in terms of which solet we are removing, namely that since Zoreh is meant to remove the kash, as long as it removes all the kash, that's already Zoreh, even though we still have the Zoreh there. But that's the way the Eglei Tal learned. In any case, what we do see in the Yerushalmi, whether it's necessary or not necessary, is that we have the two tracks that we spoke about within these three malachos. Zoreh is separating, Borer and Marakeid is selecting. Yitachem, that we also find these two tracks within the Rambam. Because there's a third Yerushalmi. Sometimes you have malachos that the Yerushalmi adds a tremendous amount to the Bavli. Borer is one of those malachos, not in terms of the sugyas, it's a very short sugya, but there's a lot that is unique in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a machlokas amoroyim, a borer ochlin mitoch ochlin. Up to now, we have spoken about being borer solot mitoch ochel. What if you are borer ochel mitoch ochel? You have a dish in front of you that has raisins and almonds, and you don't like almonds. You're allergic to almonds. So you want to take the almonds out in order to be able to eat the raisins. Borer ochel mitoch ochel. So what is the halacha? Chizkiya amar chayav, Rav Yochanan amar patur. So it's a machlokas between Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan. What is the din of borer ochlin mitoch ochlin? That's within the Yerushalmi. Within the Bavli, we have a machlokas rishonim, how to understand the Bavli. If you look for a minute, just one line in Rashi, and daf kuf memamad aleph. The Gemara over there says you're allowed, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to put an egg through a strainer. That the strainer would separate the yolk from the albumin. I'm trying to be serious. Good, right. Okay, so it would separate the yolk from the albumin. That the white would go through and the yellow would stay in. Okay, so the question is, what is the heter? The chora we have over here, a classic situation of borer. So Rashi says, Idi v'idi ochel hu v'ein kan greiras solas me ochel. Rashi says that the heter that we have is that we have ochel me ochel, and ochel me ochel is not considered to be borer. Okay, and that's what the Mishnah over here means, and that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says that the fishein osin osa ela l'guvan. What it means is that this isn't solas, this is ochel. In other words, you just happen to want the yellow coloring. That's why you separate out the white. But meikar hadin, you have over here ochel mitoch ochel, and that's not a din of borer. Tosfos on daf ayin dalad amad aleph. You have right dibur hamaskil hayu hayu lafanav. We have a question in the Gemara in terms of the girsa. So do you read hayu lafanav mine ochlim or hayu lafanav shnei mine ochlim? So Tosfos and Rabbeinu Chananel have the girsa hayu lafanav shnei mine ochlim garsinan. Chayim tiresh Rabbeinu Chananel the ochel mitoch ochel shayecha greira. Why? Sheborer oso she'eno chafetz le'echol mitoch osa she'rotza le'echol. Oso she'eno chafetz bo, chashib solas l'gabi oso she'chafetz le'echol. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi, degaras, haborer ochlim mitoch ochlim chiski amar v'chulei. Tosa says that the Yerushalmi makes it into the Bavli as well, Tali and the Girsa. Rashi left out the word shnei minei ochlim. Rashi had the Girsa, hoyu lefanav, minei ochlim, and without the word shtei, then it could imply you have a mine ochlim with psolet, and you're taking the psolet out of the mine ochlim. But Tosa says, no, hayu lafanav shnei mine ochlim, then you're taking one from the other, otherwise we're right shnei. Alright, so Rashi is lishitato, that ochel mitochel is not borer. But Tosa says, ochel mitochel is borer. Why is it borer according to Tosos? Because we're going to define psolet as being subjective. I don't like almonds, so almonds are psolet. To me, almonds are like peanut shells. So really, in reality, we only always have a din of ochel mitoch psolet, or psolet mitoch ochel. But the chiddush is that I'm allowed to view it subjectively. The Rambam also quotes the Yerushalmi, he quotes it in the Chizkiyah, but without Tosfos' explanation. What does Rambam say? Per halacha yudbeis, haborer ochel mitoch psolet, o shehayu lefanav shnei minei ochlin, ubirer min mimin. Ubirer min mimin. So we have the halacha of Chizkiya, but without Tosfos' explanation. So yitachen, and which one could say, that maybe according to the Rambam, that we have two tracks of borer. We have a track of ochel mitoch solet, that's selecting, that's perfecting, that's removing the psalah from the ochel. And we have a track of ochel mitoch ochel, that's a track of hafrada, of separating. Said, but the bottom line is that the almonds are perfectly good food. And the fact that I may not like it, but you know, we have this track of separating. We're right to separate a yolk from the albumin. It could be that I like the yolk, my brother likes the albumin, so we split a hard-boiled egg. He'll take this part, I'll take that part. That may not be a din of borer because it may be no tarovus. I'm just saying that you can have two ochlin that we want to separate, not necessarily to select. Yes? Okay. Tosfos explains. Tosfos says, why are too many ochlim considered to be greira? Because we view the ochel that you don't want as psolas. We only have one track according to Tosfos. We have one track, but we have two definitions of psolas. We have an object of psolas, we have a subject of psolas. But our definition is ochel mitoch psolas. So could very well be that according to Tosfos, we have this concept that we require dafka to select tikkun ha'ochel. Tikkun ha'ochel by removing the psolas. Even chizkiyah means that. Masha'en chain, according to the Rambam, we could have a din over here of separating. The Yerushalmi could go one step further. You see, in other words, I don't want to say that the Yerushalmi and the Rambam could be the same. The Yerushalmi could be having a din of chizkiyah, borer ochel mitoch ochel, even within the same ochel. Let's say I have a bowl of raisins, and there are larger raisins and smaller raisins. And I want to take out the smaller raisins from the larger raisins. So according to the Yerushalmi itself says the black and white, that's chayav. Afilu rimonim, migo rimonim. Oh, afilu b'nei nash, migo b'nei nash. That even, afilu igulin, migo igulin. That you can have everything within the same. The Rambam speaks about shnei minei ochlin. The Rambam uses the concept shnei minei ochlin. So that would not... Habora ochim is also sola. So heu lefun of shnei minei ochim ubira min echad benapin mimin sheni. Okay, so we have then we could have a three-way machlokas that the Yerushalmi views it purely as a din of hafrada, even ochim etoch ochel, like zore. Okay, we already said the Yerushalmi has such a track in zore. Zore means separating the liquid into small into small sections of liquid. And so that's that we have a din of hafrada. And Yerushalmi says that even within Borer, you have the track of selecting, Rabbi Yudam's halacha, and Chizkiya says, we also have the track of separating, pure separation, even within one ochel. That doesn't make it over to the Bavli. Within the Bavli, you can explain the Bavli either like either like Rashi, that we reject the chlal, this whole track of separating. That which ochel mitoch ochel, there's no perfection involved. It's purely a question of separating. There's no such thing of separating. We can explain the Bavli according to Tosfos' Girsa, that we have this concept of subjective soles, namely that it's still a din of selecting, but selecting and perfecting doesn't have to be from objective soles, it also be from subjective soles. Or we can learn that the Bavli requires shnei minei ochlim. We have this track of separating, but in order to separate, you need minimally two minim, not just within one min. Namely, that we're dealing with a track of hafrada between ochel and we're dealing with a track of hafrada, but doesn't necessarily go as far as the Yerushalmi. Maybe it doesn't right. You need that for shnei minei ochlim, not ochel echad. Nachkamina halachul amaisa would be, let's say that again we go back to our almonds and raisins. So let's say that I would want to separate almonds and raisins, not that I want to eat them now. I want to eat them, this is Friday night, I want to eat the almonds and raisins tomorrow. I just want to separate them so that tomorrow I'll be able to serve my guests a bowl of almonds and a bowl of raisins. I don't want them to be together. My guests don't like them together. I want them to be separate. They're going to eat both. They're going to eat both, but I just want to separate them. So, according to Rashi, that's mutar lagamrei. Ochel mitoch ochel doesn't enter into the realm of Issa. According to Tosfos, in this case, it would also be mutar lagamrei. Even though Tosfos has a concept of shnei minei ochlim, but that's only if one is an ochel and one is a psolas. But here, I want to eat both. I want to eat both. Neither of them is used. It's not I'm taking one from the other, one subjectively. This isn't the case of borer osa she'eino chafetz lecho mitoch osa she'rotza lecho. Even Tosfos would agree that to be mutter. The Rambam, the way we're understanding the Rambam, would say it's also. Here you have the track of hafrada. You have the track going through of ochel mitoch psolas. That's the concept of tikkun. And here we have a separate track of shnei minei ochlim, parallel to the Yerushalmi. We saw in the Yerushalmi that this would be a malacha of hafrada. According to the Rambam, you could have over here a chiyuv. And according to the Yerushalmi, even if I had one bowl of large raisins and small raisins, large almonds and small almonds, I could also have, according to the Yerushalmi, a malacha of borer. So we have over here four levels: Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, and the Yerushalmi. Again, within conceptually, we're dealing with two concepts of tikkun and hafrada. But within tikkun, you can speak about tikkun on the level of objective solas and subjective solas. Those are two tracks within tikkun. Within hafrada, you can speak about the oso hamin and min from min. Right? Those are two forms of hafrada. Okay, so that's in terms of just a definition. When the Rabbi Nochan Nanel says that we're dealing over here with ma'avirin soles mehatar hamurebet ba'ochel, what does that mean? So we have over here these four options. And again, the four options are not exclusive. You can have more than one track. So the Rambam can have the selective track, and you can have the separated track. Within Yerushalmi, Zoreh is one, maybe one track, Borah maybe another track, or within Borah you can have two tracks. of as well. They're not exclusive. The question is, how do we pass it? And that will come to, you know, what comes out of all of this, what makes it from all of this into the Shulchan Aruch. But in time, let's just try and put everything on the table in terms of the in terms of definitions and conditions. Yes. We'll come to it. It's a good question. I mean, we'll see if there's a difference. And under what circumstances does Rashi say one, and what circumstances say the other? We'll come to that when we come to the Heter. Now let's stick with the Easter. We have definitions. So we sort of given the rainbow of possible definitions and seen that every one of them has a makar. Let's move over to conditions. All malachos have conditions. We saw sometimes a condition of gedulei karka. Sometimes we had a condition of mechubar. We had conditions. Leaving aside definitions, we had conditions. What are the conditions of borer? So we already saw in the Rambam that a condition of borer is shnei minim. Now borer ochem mitol psolas, ohayu lefanav shnei minei ochem uborer minin acher. You require dafka two minim. The Yerushalmi definitely disagreed. Right? Doesn't have that condition. And Lechora, this going back to the world of Rabbeinu Chananel, when Rabbeinu Chananel spoke about a taroves, the question is, can you speak about a taroves within one min? This takes us back to Yeridea a little bit. Where do you draw the line of taroves? Clearly, you need a physical mixture, but the question is also, what is Mehura in what? Chora Heter and Iser, we can speak about a taroves. We have a taroves of mindamino, but mindamino is heter be'iser. Can we speak about a taroves of heter be'heter? So with two minim, sure. But what if you have one minim, heter be'heter, can that be also still viewed as a taroves? That's an open question. Then, we saw in Rashi, another the second condition, that you require ochel and solet that are objective. We need an objective solet. Objective solet, therefore, according to Rashi, the yolk and the albumin, there's no problem. We have no objective solet, even if the yolk the doctor told you can't eat, right? But the bottom line is it's edible. Next year, the doctor will change his mind and say eggs are fine. Don't drink coffee. And in other words, everything has its time and its place. Given these two conditions, one can understand that one can deal with the same case, but viewing it from two different perspectives. If we look for a minute back at the Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, Gemara over there says, Amar Zigri, right after the Mishnah, No sein Adam Yayin Salur Umayim Slulim Retoch HaMishmeret V'Shabbat Ve'eino Choshesh. That you have wine which is sagul and has no sediment, or you have water also that has no dust, and you want to put it through a strainer, that's fine. This is similar to what we would have in terms of a what is that called nowadays? Do you have a water purifier? A water filter. We take perfectly fine water and you filter it because you have in mind that you want to get out certain minerals, etc. But the water is sagul. It's not when it comes into the filter, it's brown and it comes out clear. It goes in clear and comes out clear. So that is mutar. The Rambam paskins that halacha. However, the question is, why is it mutar? Why is it mutar? So the Rashi explains, why is it mutar? Because you have no psolet. You can't have borer without having an objective psolet. Now again, you want to say, well, to me, the calcium in the water is psolet. That I don't like hard water. I like soft water. Mashu kazeh. That the minerals are psolet. That's not psolet. That's part of the food. In fact, you may not want it. That's the ochel mitoch ochel. Ochel mitoch ochel is basically mutar according to Rashi. The Rambam learns this l'shitato. The Rambam holds ochel mitoch ochel is a problem, right? Ochel mitoch ochel is a problem, but b'chol zot he passes over here it's mutar. So he says that this is halacha yudalid misanin in yayin she'ein bo shmarim or mayim sulim besudarim ubekifah mitzri kedei shetehei tzalul biyoter. Kedei shetehei tzalul biyoter. Right, because basically kol hayayin kiguf echadu. We don't have over here the two minim. We don't have a tarovus. We don't have a tarovus. So each, you know, so each of them will explain it l'shitato. According to the Rambam, we need a tarovus of two minim. According to Rashi, we need solas. Without solas, we have no tikkun. Yes.
So we have a rule in halacha.
That anything which is not seen by the naked eye does not exist halachically. It's irrelevant if talking about beitzim of a sheretz, or talking about a spot on the esrog, or talking about perhaps by a nida, that there'll be a red spot that can be seen with a magnifying glass but can't be seen with the naked eye. That is not considered to be halachically meaningful. Not saying that what you're pointing out, the different problem, Hamira Sakanta Meisura, that a Jew should try and do his best to stay healthy, and as long as he knows the microbes exist, he can still do his best to get rid of them. But that's not Borer. Borer is within the world that of the visual world, the world that we sense with our senses.
So there's a challenging then, or
Okay. So according to the Rambam, we have no tarovus. According to Rashi, we have no psoles. But the Rambam takes this a little further. The Gemara speaks about also a case of yayin migito. Right. The Gemara speaks. The Gemara continues. Meisay or something Gamliel Omer Torid Adam Chavish Al Yayin Yena Ushmareha V'Nosein Gatoch Hamishmeres B'Shabbos. You could even take a chavish of wine and its sediment and put it through a strainer. Veino Kochesh. How can that be? That's not Yayin Sagul. So Tirgama Ziri Bein Hagitot Shanu. Bein Hagitot Shanu. They were talking about Yayin Migito. We're talking about the original wine, in which when the wine is still coming from the gut, it's still coming from the wine press. Why should that make a difference? So Rashi explains, Shekol hayenot achurim v'shotin otam bishimrehem l'fikach ein kan tikkun. This is again Rashi l'shitato. You have to have objective solas. At this point, you have no objective solas. The belav achim should say, this is what people drink. We simply have over here a thick wine, but this is what people drink. And as such, we have no problem. The Rambam defines it a little differently, and he says, V'chein yayin migito kol zman shehu toseis torei fachofe bishmarel v'nosin letoch hasudarim shadayin lo nifreshu hashmorim min hayayin yofe yofe v'kol hayayin keguf echad hu. Again, the Rambam is l'shitato and Rashi l'shitato. Rashi needs an objective solar. We have no objective solar. This is ochel and ochel. This is the way it's drunk. According to the Rambam, we need a tarovus. You know, you need two minim. You need a tarovus. Here we don't have a tarovus, even though you can see it. Like, this isn't like the case of Yayin Tzlulim where we can't see, and yet we don't have a tarovus. Here we can see it, but it's considered to be guf echad. And according to the Rambam, if you were to have fresh squeezed orange juice with the pulp, right, would you be allowed to separate out the orange juice from the pulp? The answer would be yes, right? That is like Yayin Migito. This is Guth Echo. This is the way that fresh orange juice comes. So even though you only like it strained, but that's not considered to be Borer. That's not considered to be Borer. We don't have Shnei meaning. This is considered to be Guth Echo. According to the Yerushalmi, this would be a problem, right? That we have a din of separating even within one min. Right, that according to Yerushalmi would be a problem. According to Rashi, it would not be a problem if we have ochel and ochel. And in other words, everyone would use this criteria in terms of determining do we have a problem. So we have then a possible condition of requiring objective soleh, the tikkun of Rashi, possibility of requiring two minim, this concept over here of guf echad, which means we don't have a tarovus. Another t'nai that Rashi mentions is also from this Gemara on the Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis.
The Gemara says,
we're dealing with the case of pouring beer that has sediment into a cup. So they say that as long as you are pouring the beer, the sediment on the bottom is not a problem. When you get close to the sediment, and now the little beer comes out of that sediment, that's gorer. Maybe above the sediment, we're just pouring out beer. But when you get down to the bottom of the barrel, then you have nitzotzot. You have still a little bit of beer coming out in between the sediments. So the Gemara says, nitzotzos lebei rapapi lo chashive. So Rashi explains, nitzotzos lebei rapapi lo chashive, shechen v'ni matil shechar haya. Rapapa was a beer merchant. Kedarminu bav mitziya, lupsachim. Hilkach eno makpidu nitzotzot kol kach. He doesn't care about that little bit of beer that's still in the sediments. He just throws that all away. He doesn't stand there pouring, you know, for that little bit to come out. He just throws it all away. So therefore, that is lav bogerhu. Were someone to do it, that's not considered to be boger. What is Rashi over here saying? He's giving us a rule that boger has to be a brera that has a meaningful brera. Has to be a meaningful brera, and since if you were to throw away both parts of it, then that you're not being borer anything out. This halacha l'maisa is the heter of the strainer in the sink, that you are borer solet from solet. The liquid solet will go through the strainer. The solid solet will stay on top of this strainer. We have over here brera. I mean, particularly if we're using the Yerushalmi's concept of they don't need ochel and solet, even if it's ochel, etc. But this is not mashmuti. My nafkamina, if you throw it away by having it go down the drain, or you throw it away by tossing it into your garbage can. You're separating solet from solet, that lechora is not brera. Okay. So those appear to be conditions, and we require a taroves, we require something meaningful, we may require something objectively problematic, etc. What then is our heter to do an act that appears to be boer on Shabbos? Yes, sir.
Yeah, just how does everybody learn the Gemara that he poured it and he wouldn't pour the end of it, or that he would pour the salt and salt and salt?
That even if someone were to pour, were to care about the nitzotzot, halacha l'maisa, we don't know. There's a certain objective standard that we don't care about them. But even if ha'iko nitzotzot that are coming out and those nitzotzot are borer, my nafkamina, basically, even if those nitzotzot had remained there, we would have thrown them away. In other words, we're not interested in these nitzotzot.
I thought just this person would have done something.
The day wrap up. That's a good question. But I'm saying that if we're dealing, so I'm giving a case where everyone, let's say, is, you know, you're doing the dishes and you have a strainer in the bottom of the sink, not to clog your drain. Don't think that the problem of Boreh, that on Shabbos you have to take the strainer out because you have to roll it. It's a kli, and No, all you're doing is separating one form of solid from another form of solid. That everyone in the would agree is solid. What is our heter to bemet to do these actions of separating, selecting, etc. on Shabbos? So now let's move back to our original sugya, the Chayin Zalman and Madala. That's what the sugya is talking about, and the sugya goes in stages where we're sort of a little able to see where you end up. But according to most Rishonim, we end up at a point where we have a tziruf of three factors that will give us a heter, and these three factors are usually known by the acronym Ayal. Aleph, Yud, Lamed. When you have Ayal, then it's smoother. Aleph is Ochel Mitoch Solet, as opposed to Solet Mitoch Ochel. We'll come to that in a minute. Ochel Mitoch Solet. B, the Yud is Yad. You're doing this manually. And C, Lamed, the altar. You're doing it for immediate consumption. Then it's smoother. And then again, we'll have to discuss halacha l'maaseh, what are the parameters of each of these? What does the altar mean? How immediate does it have to be? What does yad mean? Do I have to actually use my fingers? Can I use a knife and a fork? Can I use a spoon? Is there a concept of a yada arichta? And in terms of ochel mitoch psovas, is this a Is this a steadfast ruler, or is this a generality? Can we distinguish between different situations? In any case, that combination is mutter. The question is, why is it mutter? Each of these on its own would not be a heter. Why, when we get ayal, aleph, yud, lamed, all these three together, do we get to a heter? So here, lechora, we have machlokes rishonim. Rashi, we have three Rashis, one after the other. Rashi, dibur hamaskil, patur aval aser, ends up, biyad, lo domu, leborer klal. On the level of ochel mitol pseles, Rashi says, lo derech re-rabi. Moving over to the altar, Rashi says, borer va-ochel la-altar, le-echol la-altar, ein ze derech ha-borer. Namely, we have over here a hetzer that we call shinui, klachar yad. But that's a little strange. I mean, klachar yad usually takes things down from a doraisa to a drabana. And here we're getting to a hetzer. So what one could say, and I think that this is what Rashi means, is that we have shinuyim and we have shinuyim. I'll just give you what we saw at the beginning of the year, I think, when we dealt with the Hakdama, a bit of Hakdama to the world of Malachas Machshevas. So we pointed out that one of the conditions of Malachas Machshevas is that a malacha be done kidarko. And there's an article by Rav Schechter in his Eretz HaTzvi that deals with two forms of Yisurim Drabanan, what he calls Malachos Drabanan and Gizerot. Some others call them Malachos Drabanan and Shmut. That's a question of terminology. We have two forms of Yisurim Drabanan. So Rav Schechter posits in his article that when you have a malacha which is done b'shinui kal, then that's a malacha Drabanan. Let's say someone were to write instead of with his right hand, he were to write with his left hand. That would be a shinui ka. A shinui ka. And someone were to throw, instead of throwing a ball with his right hand, throw a ball with his left hand. That takes it down to a malacha drabana. And we have the doraisa, and the doraisa is surrounded by a fence called a malacha drabana. However, when you're moving over to a shinui chamur, to something which is very unusual, says Rav Shechter, that takes it down to a gzera. That takes it down one level. My nafkamina between a malacha drabanan and a gzera. So Rav Shechter gave the example of cholesh ein bo sakana. Cholesh ein bo sakana, we know that we have general heter of amira la'akum. Amira la'akum is mutter cholesh ein bo sakana. So in America, that's a very, very popular heter. You have a cholesh ein bo sakana, he needs a certain treatment, you bring in a goy, and he'll deal with it. But what do you do in Eretz Yisrael? So we have another heter, which is called shvus vishvus. Namely, that if we are dealing with an Iser drabanan, and we can do that Iser drabanan, shlo kedarko, shvus vishvus, that will be mutter in the level of cholesh ein bo sakana. We get it down twice, and then we have cholesh ein bo sakana. So Rav Shechter was bothered just a minute. We have a Gemara that we learned in Disha, in Ksuv, Saf Lamed, Daf Samach Hamad Aleph. Goneach Yonek Vishabas. We have a person who is a Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana. He's a Goneach. He's sitting there moaning. There's no problem with Pikuach Nefesh. He's just moaning, right? He's a Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana. He's bedridden. But there's no Pikuach Nefesh. So we say, and the doctors say, well, his tufa would be to get to nurse milk from a goat. So he's allowed to nurse milk from a goat. Why? Because nursing milk from a goat is mefarek kelachar yad. And mishum tzara hitiru. That's only one isur drabana. Not two isur, but only one. We have mefarek kelachar yad, and mishum tzara hitiru. So Shechter wanted to explain, the Mishnah Berurah, I'll show you the Mishnah Berurah says it, that's because that's a big shinui. To write with your left hand, that's a small shinui. To nurse from a goat, from a human being to nurse from a goat, that's mefarek kelachar yad on the level of gzera. Once you're down to the gzera, so the makom tzara hitiru. Cholesh ein bo sakana, you don't need a shvus to shvus any longer. Even that one shvus, that super shalo kedarko, would already be mutter in a situation of a cholah. It's found, Rav Shechter quotes it. It's in Siman, in Hilchos Yom Tov Sheni Shogolhi, of all places. In Siman Tav Tzadivah. So over there, there's a Shar HaTzion, Sivkatan Tes in a bracket, where he says, Af shematzinu shehitiru chachamim legoneach shionek chalav v'shabas mishum daharek mafarek kolachar yad u'machom tzara v'gazru yeishlamar dehasam ein darko shemafarek v'kach hilkoch lo chashiv ha-melach ha-pchal v'gora ha-dover mistam shinu bi'alma. I mean, you have shinu bi'alma, which is a melach ha-drabana, and a melach ha-drabana does not mutar for a chola. You have to take it down one more level. Masha'en kein, when we're moving over to this shini gadol is worse than a stam shini bi'alma, and this will be mutter for a chola shemaskan with one shinui. So we have then, we have a shinui katan and a shini gadol. Once you have a shini, once already we're playing games within the world of shina, you should use the word games. Once we already, we are pointing out that Chazal, who took the world of shini, which is midaraisa mutter, and they gave it different levels. This shinui is asar as a malacha drabana. This shinui is down a level and takes it down to a gzera. So what Rashi may be saying is that if we have a shinui on a shinui on a shinui, if we're going to have a tzira for three shinuyim, we can get to a heter. We can already move over to a heter. Namely, that something can be so mishuna that it becomes mutter. We have a level of shinui which is a malacha drabana. We have a level of shinui which is a zera midrabanan, and we can have such a shinui that the shinui turns into a heter. And therefore, when you have the yad, miyad, ocho mitok psoves, this is mishuna, and this is mishuna, and this is mishuna, this is so much of a shinui, you've pulled your way out of the world of borer via shalok kedarko. Namely, that we have a dargo of shalok kedarko, the chazal word even goes there, because of shinui. Do we have a precedent for this? So yeah, I wouldn't have said if we didn't have a precedent. It's not necessarily a mainstream precedent, but it's a precedent. It's all you need is a precedent. All you need is just some. Is just they're not off the wall. So we have in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin. In Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, we learned that Siman that dealt with Choresh, that dealt with sweeping floors. So he pointed out that we have a problem with sweeping the floor because we have a psik ratio of filling in the holes in the floor. So we deal with the dirt floor. So the question is, which the Chayyadav raises, would I be able to sweep a floor with a feather? With a feather, not with a broom, but simply with a feather. So the Ramah says, Al yidei begir o matrit o kanaf avaz hakalim ve'eino mash begumot, it's mutter. If you have like a feather, which is just going to take off like the big dirt, but it's not going to touch the dust is what's going to fill in the gumot. It's not going to fill in the gumot, it's just going to push off the top surface, at the bottom surface, that's mutar. Ritzon Olomar says the Mishnah Berurah Kevan Shem Kalim, Eino Notel Bahem Raka Avak Nuvamala, Lo Asi Lashviye Gumos, Kakosa Bedarke Moshe. Here there's the Shar HaTziyun. Shar HaTziyun, Sivkot HaMches, points out, Ubechaye Adam Pirish, Hakam Mishum Shehu Shinui Gadol, Ulefiza Yemuter Afilu Yirtze Lachavin Hete. Even if you really want to be machaveh to the point where you're going to fill in the gumot, that's not a problem because we have over here this shinui gadol. This is not a malacha of bona, of koresh. You're off, you know, batla daito. This is simply too much of a shinui to be considered to be a malacha, even in the world of malachas machshevas. We're going to have the shinui gadol, which is going to be matir. So, we're just giving you an example that we can reach a level, such a shinui, where we move down, not to a Malacha drabana, not to exera, you can move to a heter. Yitzachem, that is the source over here of the heter of ochel mitok tzoves biyad miyad. That we have this tziruf of getting to the level of shinui gadol, which is matured altogether. Yes.
Correct.
The tzotzah was by the chayyadim.
That's what he's saying, that it's a difference.
Mainstream halacha is that the tzotzah happens. Who cares? It's a shinui. Mr. Berurah calls the chayyadim that if you're dealing with a situation which is such a shinui gadol, even if you were to be mechaveded properly, such that you would fill the holes, that's not a malacha. Namely, you're out of the realm of malacha. That's not a malacha. A malacha is not only defined by the totzah, it's defined also by the means. And so also over here, we have, the bottom one is going to have this ocha which is perfected, but you did it with a shinui, on top of a shinui, on top of a shinui, these three shinui and pull you out of the realm of borer. That's one way of learning. Yeah?
Only beyad being a heter, So Rashi on the Mishnah since he's saying the yad is the way of borer. So how could that come to be het?
No, it depends what you're being borer. To be borer tsroros, the way you do it is the yad. Okay? But the moment that we're moving over to in other words, to a different form. In other words, what Rashi over here says is Pata Bata Dami Lagora Bhayafata Slangan Hayat, Ikor Brera Banapa Vakivra, Avobiyad Lo Dami Labora Kal, and those things that normally you would use, let's say, a Napa Vakivra. Yes?
This works a lot better though if you say that we're talking about separating as opposed to perfecting, right?
Correct, certainly. Yeah, you're looking more at the bottom line rather than at the means. Correct, but even within the Fecholzat, every Malacha has the pool and a Tachlis. So they're saying that over here, even if it's perfecting, if you manage to do it in, you know, it's in such an unusual manner that you pulled yourself out, shinoi, it comes into a heter. Tosas also is masha that way. Tosas here, maska, bora, ochel, he talks so less. He speaks about over there the world of shinui. We'll come back to the Tosfos. However, there's another approach as well. The Gemara has a funny havamina. Yeah? Wow, that's saying. In other words, that you only apply it where Chazal applied it. In other words, that theoretically, you can apply it. The Chayyot applied it to Bona. But this could be what's at the source of Borer. The Gemara has a strange havamina that Amar Rav Chisda Borer va'ochel pachos mikashir. Maybe the heter of Borer is if you do it pachos mikashir. So immediately the Gemara yells, what's going on over here? Pachos mikashir. Pachos mikashir is mutter. Mapetom pachos mikashir is mutter. Chat mikashir is aser. V'chol Torah kula, etc. What was the havamina? What was the havamina that pachos mikashir be mutter? So Tosfos says, v'chimuter lecho pachos mikashir. V'hametareks, I mean the havamina, sakha daitach, the pachos mikashir have a derech achila. Again, now we're moving over with what we saw in the world of Dash. And if you recall, we pulled it in from the world of Borer. You have a concept of Tikkun Ochel, that's a Malacha. And we have a concept of Achila, which is Mutter. Achila is Mutter. And so the Ramban takes this and wants to give it a literal understanding. What is this concept of Derech Achila? The Ramban says, Perush, Mistabra kasava rava ain beborer pachos mikashir chiyuv kof ofer pachos mikashir she'ain derech brera bekach ela ka'ochel umatza psolet bechaticha. Let's say you're chewing on a piece of watermelon and you all of a sudden you taste in your mouth a pit. You had thought that this was watermelon without pits, and you're eating the watermelon or a grape and you taste lo and behold a pit. Shehu ochel. Umafrish psolet mitocha ochel, that while you're eating, you take the psolet out, you spit out that pit. That's mutter, that's eating. That's not a process of borer, that's a process of eating. So we would think also, maybe if you're dealing with pachos mikashir, you're taking the psolet out of the ochel, pachos mikashir, you're preparing that piece in order to be eaten. Maybe that's the heter, that it's derech achila. Might not even if it's in your mouth or it's on your plate. The moment you're doing the pachos mikashir, it means you're planning on eating it. Hamash malan, that kevan the kashir chayav, pachos mikashir nami aser, yerach birahu, kol borer kima kima hu borer, achim etzarif cheshvan gadol. All borer is done in stages. So we can't break off the stages. So it could very well be, so the Gemara rejects this havamina. So it could be the Gemara rejects the havamina on pachos mikashir. Namely, that the application of the Hava Amina, Pachos Mikashir, is not a good example of Derech Achila. But the concept of Derech Achila, not being Borer, still was on the table. And maybe over here, this combination of Och Mitoch Tzolot, Yad, this is how we define Achila. These three together, it's not a thing that it's such a Shinui that's not Borer. Forget about the world of Shinui. But we're saying that these three together create Achila. And Achila is Mutter. So that my nafkamina. Okay, now so these are two different ways, and that's what appears from the Ramban. The Ramban, explains very much the concept over here of derech achila, and he comes back to it a little later on. In other words, that this is an achila. It appears to be an achila. Rashi and Tosfos are using the world of shinui. My nafkamina. One nafkamina could be what Yoni pointed out. That if we're using the world of shinui, it means each stage is a shinui. If you have just, let's say, biyad, you still have solo mitoch ochel for eating tomorrow. Banduyat biyad. That's a shinui. That's shinui one. If I have only ochel mitoch solas, it's one. It's a shinui. And the question would be, what if I have one of these three instead of all three? So according to Rashi, if you have one, or even if I have two, that's also drabanan. As a shinui. I don't have enough of a shinui to make it mutter. I have enough of a shinui to take it down to an isur drabanan. It could be a point to the Ramban, not to tell. These aren't shinuyim. Each of them, in other words, if you have only biyad, as you only pointed out, that may be chayav daraisa. That's what Rashi says, as we say in the Mishnah, that bar biyad is chayav. Who says that alone is a shinui? Doing it for lamachar. In other words, why say that's a shinui? That's not a shinui, that's chayav daraisa. I mean, that according, if you take the approach of achila, the three together create achila. Anything less than the three together is borer. Now, going to Rashi, we have stage. That's one option of a chiluk. Secondly, what are the criteria of ochel mitoch solas? Because here we have Tosfos. Look at Tosfos, your maskul borer. Borer va'ochel ochel mitoch solas. Mashma, the ochel mitoch solas, ain derach rera v'kach. Right? This is Rashi. Ain derach rera v'kach. The kasha, reish perak tolin. Amrinan, ma darko shel borer. Borer ochel mitoch solas. Over there it says it is derech rera. It says it depends. Hasam b'psolas meruba al ha'ochel. Then ochel mitoch solas derech rera. The hasam b'mishmar mayri. And we said it depends. What is the majority and what is the minority? Derech borer is to remove the minority from the majority. Classically, when you have ochel and solas, the ochel is the majority, and the solas is the minority. So when you take ochel mitoch solas, that's ein kedarko. Solas mitoch ochel, that's kedarko. You always want to do things efficiently. Efficiently would be to remove the minority in order to be remained with the majority. Remove the meat, remain with the robe. Were I to have an unusual situation where I have more solas than ochel, I'm down to the bottom of the barrel. I have a lot of peels and just a little bit of food. So then derech borer would switch. And taking the ochel from the solas, that would be derech borer. If we're working with the world of shinui, then everything is relative. What's the majority and what's the minority? Mashenkin, according to Ramban's approach, derech achila, we need positively ochel mitoch solas. Ochel mitoch solas isn't a shinui. Ochel mitoch solas means that I'm eating. I am taking the watermelon from the pit, not the pit from the watermelon. I'm taking ochel mitoch solas, that's the act of my eating. It's irrelevant what's more and what's less. Right? The heter over here is exactly the ochel mitoch solas. And according to Tosfos, I would have a case which would be more ochel, which would be more solas than ochel, then my heter would be to take solas mitoch ochel, biyad miyad. That would be my heter. Shinui. According to Ramban, no matter how much solas I have, or how little solas I have, it's always ochel mitoch solas. Ramban quotes Tosfos and disagrees with him. He says, "Ika de kashle mihad perak tolin mishamer mishemay mechayiv amin mishem borer mardaker shabor nota ochem mitoch minyap solas afkan nota ochem minyap solas pach amin derech borer mitoch solas mitoch ochem lav kushahu." It's not a kasha. It's that our sugi is talking about achiga. Sugi over there is talking about using a kli. It's a whole different world. And with the Ramban was bothered. You know, he knew to ask this question and learned differently. Just to conclude, one final nafkamina. Final nafkamina. Yeah. Would be the mirror image. Let's say I have a classic case where I have more ochel than solas. That's a classic case. So according to Tosfos, that's a classic case. Ochel mitoch solas, that's mutter. Solas mitoch ochel is aser. Correct? When I have more ochel than solas, so taking the ochel out, according to Tosfos, that's a shinui. So that's we move over to a heter. Now, Shankin, taking the solas out, I'm never going to get to a heter. According to the Ramban, sometimes we find cases where removing solas mitoch ochel is derech achila. That's what the Ramban pointed out about the watermelon pit. If I have in my mouth a piece of water with a watermelon pit, removing the watermelon pit from the watermelon, that's derech achila. It's not. Derech Hakila wouldn't be to spit out the watermelon and keep the pit in my mouth. Derech Hakila is to keep the water in my mouth and spit out the pit. Taking so less mitoch ochel. Derech Hakila. Namely, the Ramban's Derech Hakila is also relative, but in a different way than Tosfos. Tosfos talks about it in terms of quantity. What's more, what's less. When you take the more from the less, that's shalok kedarko. When you take the less from the more, that's kedarko. So we said according to Ramban, that's irrelevant. You need to take ochel, we talk tzolos generally. We're talking about something which is outside of your mouth. But let's say I'm eating a piece of fish and I feel a bone. So I want to remove the bone from the fish. So Ramban would say that's mutter. Why? That's derech achila. In this situation, when the fish is in my mouth, to take the bone out, that's derech achila. Okay, so we have then totally different criteria. According to Tosos, I have more fish than I have bone. So taking the bone out, that's not a shinui, that's borer. I have to spit out the whole piece and then start, in other words, taking ochel mitoch tzolos rather than tzolos mitoch ochel. According to Ramban, we're dealing with derech achila, so I'm not going, then generally, derech achila is taking the ochel, taking something which is outside of your mouth, something which is inside of your mouth, is taking out the tzolos. It's a whole different world. Okay, so the question is, where does all this lead halacha l'maisa? Okay, so that's the next time we'll try and move over into the Shulchan Aruch. I think we've pretty much, on the word of Borah, have seen the overview, and then the question details. Okay, so the schedule is I'd like to finish Borah possibly before Hanukkah, and then after Hanukkah to move over into Tchina and into Lisha. Okay, so. I just want to apologize to my chavrusas. I have to daven Maariv tonight in Har Nof, so I have to leave a bit earlier. Yeah.